Good evening. Tonight on the show, I speak with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute about the visit of the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, to Vostochny, the rocket base in Siberia, that is the staging of the future of Roscosmos if and when Russia passes out of the hands of the autocrats and into the hands of people who have exploration and science in mind and not brutality. Right now, meeting with Vladimir Putin has led to speculation about what North Korea gets out of it, possibly satellite technology, rocket technology, ballistic missile technology, something that could reach North America, is speculated by my friend Anatole Levin. We also speak of the request of the Polish government to stage B-61 gravity nuclear weapons in Poland, matching the nuclear weapons tactical said to be deployed into Belarus opposite Poland by the Russian Federation. This conversation will continue into the next summit of NATO in Washington in 2024. And then a conversation with Chris Riegel, my colleague who travels the world, about the state of the Chinese economy, poor, the state of the U.S. economy, hesitant, reluctant, cautious, especially because the consumer is all of those things, plus doubtful right now that inflation is solved. And then to Europe, where Chris reports that he's seen suddenly after visiting London some weeks ago, he's seen people sleeping rough. That's the English way of saying they're homeless. They're not camping out the way they do in Los Angeles with tents and lean-tos and mattresses. They're sleeping in doorways or on park benches in London. What does this mean? I don't know. I also know that there's migration struggles around the world, not just the Mexican border, but in the Mediterranean. I'll speak to Lorenzo Fiore tomorrow about the waves of migrants now crossing from Tunisia into Lampedusa, an Italian island off of Sicily, and hence into the EU. So it's a global problem. Also tonight, conversation about the high holidays approaching for the Jewish calendar and security arrangements being made in the United States by my friend Malcolm Honlein and his friend Patrick Daly to make sure that the synagogues are secure, the community centers are secure. There's apparently been a wave of fake bomb threats and other kinds of threats called swatting, where you call up and say a gunsman's seen and the SWAT team shows up, harassing Jewish worshipers prior to the High Holy Days. So we speak of the preparations. Also tonight, I speak with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. And Judy's disappointed that the G20 did not make a statement condemning Russia for the Ukraine invasion that has disrupted life across Europe, not just in Ukraine or Russia. Right now, the ECB has moved again to raise rates to quell, it hopes, inflation, but this causes a drain on the ability of Europe to generate prosperity. That would be in Italy, in Germany, in France, everywhere across Europe. Those rates are very difficult for businesses to plan. Also speak with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about the decision by the Republicans, led by Speaker McCarthy, to start an impeachment inquiry. There was already an inquiry under James Comer's committee, Oversight of Government Affairs, turning up a great deal of material about Hunter Biden and his relationship with Burisma, the now believed to be corrupt natural gas company of Ukraine before the war, when Poroshenko was president in 2015. Andy indicates there's much more coming and that it was a poor decision by the Republicans to form an inquiry, an impeachment inquiry, when Mr. Comer's work was doing very well and he didn't need the burden of the politics of impeachment. If there is evidence, it'll come forward, and if it does influence the election, it doesn't need to be called impeachment. It could be just called revelations about the president or his son influence peddling. We also speak of what else the committee is turning up, and there's a tantalizing idea of other bank records and other relationships overseas. We know we have much to learn about the Bidens in the years between the vice presidency and the presidency. And then Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We range across the Americas because there are vital elections underway in Guatemala, where there's difficulty in the transition to the new president elected. In Argentina, in the last weeks of the second round runoff, the winner to dominate. Second round, there will be a third round. In other words, there are three candidates now. There'll be a runoff afterwards. You must achieve 50%. Other elections we're watching are Ecuador, where there's been violence, and right now the challenger is leading, but it bears watching because the former president, who is under threat of being arrested if he ever comes back to Ecuador, is backing a candidate who's losing, and we've already had violence in Ecuador. There's more tonight. Please enjoy, and I mention here at the end, there is now a YouTube channel, video, audio, of my interviews over these last years with authors in full, me and the author sitting there debating books such as The Story of Stalin's Library, or the story most recently of the meeting, the attempts to meet with Hitler before the Second War to talk him out of or to persuade him that peace and prosperity and trade were the way forward for Germany to compete, not warfare. The book, Coffee with Hitler. In any event, I'll mention this again. I should have mentioned it until now, but there's so much to do. There's so little time. You understand. Thank you.